Let's catch up with business news this morning. Andrew Kelleher is with us from JMI Wealth, and a very good morning to you again. Can we recap offshore news first off?
Yeah, Tim, we've been talking about the US reporting season, and that sort of setting the scene really for share markets around the world over the next sort of over the medium term. So we're watching it sort of quite closely on a daily basis. And after we spoke yesterday, Tim, Netflix released their results. So it came out after the US market had closed. It's really one of those, I suppose, marquee results. But also this time around, a really good example of when bad news cannot be that bad if people expected it to be worse. So a bit of a lesson in behavioral finance. And Netflix, and I say this somewhat tongue-in-cheek, only lost 970,000 subscribers in the June quarter. Now, why this is actually good news is that it had been expected to lose an awful lot more. So it lost 1 million subscribers. Well, I'll call it 1 million because I like to round things up, when it actually been expected to lose double that, almost 2 million subscribers. Now, the Netflix chairman basically said losing 1 million and calling it success is tough, which was a fairly apt description. So the share price actually over the last week's now up almost 20%. So the market's starting to feel a little bit better about prospects for Netflix. They are looking at introducing a lower priced option with ads, so that'll increase revenue over time. They're also looking at cracking down on password sharing. It'd be interesting to see how that works in practice. And I can't say that I have seen it, but apparently the fourth season of Stranger Things was a big success for them.
Okay, British inflation about as hot as the weather?
Yeah, I reckon. So it's hot over in the UK. I actually talked to people over in the UK in the last couple of days. It's all a bit chaotic, really. They're not really, just not set up for 40-degree heat over there. Houses don't have air con, etc. But, yeah, UK inflation also burning up at a 40-year high. It even trumped the very strong US inflation. Inflation at 9.4% in the UK. Sharp rises in petrol and diesel. So it's now the strongest, I think, in the G7 into inflation. And the thing is, they've got some lifts in wholesale prices in some of their energy products that are not even in this result. So they'll come through in the next quarter. So 9.4% up from 9.1% in May, 9.3% expected. Food prices up almost 10%. That's the highest rise since 2009. So, yeah, more inflation appearing around the world, Tim.
Now, Michael Wood looked fairly pleased with himself and his new visa category. Should he be?
No, this is bad policy, and it's not going to work. So quite frankly, I don't like to comment on, you know, on too much on policy, but this is just not very good policy. So Stuart Nash announced changes to the investor immigrant visa categories yesterday, and to me, it just looks like a thinly veiled attempt to actually stop migration in these categories. It's unworkable, and I think it's poorly thought through, and I think it's bad policy. So Investor 1, Investor 2 categories, they were the categories that we did have. They're going to be ditched. They're going to be replaced with a what's called an active investor category. So people under this category used to come in, they used to invest into publicly listed shares on the NZX, or they would assist our local capital markets by investing into bonds. Now these investors will also have to invest directly into New Zealand businesses, and there are so many problems with this. You know, firstly, by their very nature, these are risky investments. You need to have a high level of familiarity with either the sector or the environment. And also, these businesses will have to be first sanctioned by NZTE, and that's my first problem. You know, who will do that? You know, will that be continuously monitored? If they say a business is okay, will they then check it every month to make sure the business isn't going down the gurgler? So who will do that? What is the criteria? Will there be any liability on NZTE? Then how does the investor actually do due diligence, which is a vital part of making those investments? And given the amounts we're talking, it looks to me like it's going to be small to medium businesses, so they will need to do that due diligence. They currently invest into businesses that are publicly regulated, there's transparent reporting, there's independent boards, and actually these migrants do come here, they invest into those public companies, and then they receive their dividends, they receive their coupons from the bond, they spend those in the local economy. Put simply, Tim, this policy is not going to work, and it will effectively put a stop to migration in this category, and seems to have been created by people who have very little understanding of the risk and how these transactions actually work.
Yeah, some of the stuff I've been reading suggests that we've had about $12 billion brought into the country under those two categories you mentioned, Investor 1 and 2. So that money stops. I don't know.
It will stop. It will stop.
That's the end of that. All right, quick black through the numbers, please.
The Dow Jones on 66 points at the moment, 31,762. The S&P 500 up small, up 6 points, 3,943. That's about 0.2%. But the Nasdaq's up 1.1% at the moment, 11,848. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 32 points, 0.44%, 7,264. The close there in the Nikkei, 27,680. It was up 2.7%, storming up there. The Shanghai Composite up 25, 3,304. The ASX 200 gained 1.6%, very strong as well, closing at 6,759. The NZX 50 gained 0.3%, 11,199. On the currencies, one Kiwi dollar, 0.6220 against the US, 0.9046 Aussie, 0.6124 euro, 0.5202 pounds, 86 yen, gold trading at $1,701, and Brent crude down small, $106.61.
Thank you very much. Catch you in the morning. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth with the morning's money news.